Hello, and welcome to Straight Out of Sumner. My name is Kelly with the Sumner County Health Department.
And this is Sarah, one of the nurses here.
Yes. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Okay, so we wanted to jump on here and talk about August for the month. A couple of important things that go on in August that concern public health. One of them is National Immunization Awareness Month, and the other one is National Breastfeeding Month. So I am going to turn it over to Sarah, and she's going to talk about how important both those things are to us.
Big thanks for the health department, right? And public health?
Absolutely.
So most of you have been working to get your kids immunized. We've seen a lot of smiling faces, a lot of crying faces. Yes. But it's always good to see everyone knowing that it's the beginning of the school year again. But as Kelly talked about, it's National Immunization Awareness Month. So this is aimed at raising awareness about the importance of vaccines and how to help prevent serious diseases, right? Mm-hmm. That's our overall goal with public health, is to prevent disease or prevent complications.
Absolutely.
With that comes vaccinations, and most people are working to get that done before the beginning of school because they got a letter from the school nurse, but it goes deeper than that, right?
Yes.
There are required vaccines, but there's also optional vaccines, so I thought I would talk about, really focus on one of those.
Great.
Meningitis. Do you know what meningitis is, Kelly?
No, let's talk about it.
All right, so meningitis is required now to when you're going into seventh grade, and the second one is at age 16, and that one covers strains A, C, Y, and W, right? Those are some of the strains of meningitis that cause problems. So meningitis is swelling of the meninges. It's a bacteria. It's spread by sneezing and coughing, sharing utensils, living in close quarters, kissing. Mm-hmm. So you can see where that would be a problem. Yes. Among school-aged kids and even going into college. So meningitis B, which is one of the higher strains, is not required yet for high school or colleges.
Which seems strange, right?
It does, since the other one is. Mm-hmm. So it is two different shots, but there is a new one available that covers all four strains in one shot instead of getting two different shots. So meningitis, 1 in 10 people affected will die within 24 hours.
Man.
That's pretty scary, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And the 1 in 5 will suffer with long-term disabilities such as hearing loss, brain damage, kidney damage, amputations, nervous system problems, and require skin grafts just because of the sloughing of the skin and the way it affects the body. So I wanted to touch on meningitis and say, even though it's not required at this time, some of the colleges are starting to require that. They can get it as early as 16. It's a two-shot series, so they get one in either a month, depending on which. There's Bexsero and Tremimba. So Bexsero, you get one a month after the initial, and with Tremimba, you get one 6 months later. And then you're considered fully immunized.
Okay. So do we have the availability of the one that you talked about, the newer one that maybe has all the strains yet, or is not quite out yet?
It's not available, I don't believe, through the state yet. Okay. They have been sending information out, but okay. We do not have that one in stock as of yet.
Okay, great. So like she said, we've been busy doing back to school. There's also, like she said, you know, some are required, but there's some aren't. Can we touch a little bit on HPV? I know that's an important vaccine as well.
Yeah, HPV was kind of marketed as transferred by sexual contact at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we know that that's how HPV is spread, but it is from skin-to-skin contact as well. So the HPV was originally targeted for girls only, but now it's targeted for boys as well, starting at age 9.
Okay.
So if you get it before age 15, then it's a two-shot series. If you start that series after age 15, it's 3. So get your kiddos in early so
yes.
that they only have to have 2.
Absolutely.
Get them protected early. With that being said, we now know that it helps prevent some different kinds of oral cancers, uterine cancers, cervical cancers, anal cancers. So
we're learning a lot more than originally it came out.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think it's just important that parents, you know, when they hear that first,
right,
you know, like, well, my child's not actively, you know, doing that. I think it's just good for them to get research and even just talk to us if they're hesitant about it. You know, just ask one of you guys and you can
Absolutely. We have educate them. We have literature. If there's any questions on verbiage on that literature or if they have specific questions, we don't know the answers. We're always happy to try to figure that out for them. Another great resource is the CDC.gov website. It has detailed information about every vaccine.
And just because maybe they're not doing some of the things, like maybe kissing and things like that at 12.
Right.
It could help them in the future, right? Yeah, 17, 18.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that those antibodies are on board before they're exposed.
Yes.
There's no going back once they're exposed to that.
Right. I think that was the point of starting it younger or at the age it starts at is trying to prevent them in the future.
Yeah, and the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil, protects against the higher risk strains of HPV. So that's important to keep in mind, too.
Absolutely.
So typical side effects are a sore arm. Mm. That's generally what we hear.
Yeah.
But aside from that, there's not typical. Yeah. Just a sore arm is usually what we hear.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So we know school has already started. So we've been busy, you know, the last couple of weeks getting that in. But always remember that vaccines are important. And just call our office and get on the schedule for
us. Yeah, so. Or give us a call if you have any questions whatsoever about any vaccine or when the next one's due or whatever.
Absolutely.
We also have schedules that we can hand out so that, you know, they start at birth.
Yes.
So just to stay on track, we know that's a lot to keep up with, but we're here to help, so utilize us.
Absolutely. All right, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about breastfeeding. I know that you've been busy taking a class.
Yes. Let's exciting
talk about that a little bit.
So I identified a need for lactation support here in Sumner County. Not all moms can jump in the car and go back to where they delivered. Obviously, we don't deliver any babies in Sumner County. So whether that be Winfield, Wesley, St. Joe, wherever they delivered, it's not easy for all these moms to get out and go. Plus, once you have a baby, you know, unless you have a doctor's appointment in Wichita, it's hard to round up the kids or round, you know, get yourself around and head to Wichita. So I want to be able to fill that little gap or help any moms that I can. So I'm currently taking a class to become a certified lactation specialist. And so that means that I'll be able to help identify problems, help fill in those problems, you know, give support and just help mom along the breastfeeding journey because it's not always easy.
Right. And I feel like people already do reach out to you or the health department in general regarding breastfeeding. What are some of the things that you've people have asked you?
So a lot of times they're worried about latch or is baby getting enough milk or, you know, just the things that go along with it with a bad latch, you know, causing pain and it should not cause pain.
Right.
Or, you know, even something as simple as helping a mom make sure that the flange size on her breast pump is the appropriate size. Because if it's too big or too small, then they're at risk for mastitis or, you know, cracked nipples. Like, that's painful.
Yes.
And so I feel like being in rural Kansas, there's a lack of education on breastfeeding. You know, we're basically told, like, here's your baby, here's your breast, we'll see you at your two-week appointment.
Right, like, you're either going to fail or you're going to succeed, and there's kind of no in-between.
Right, and so what I want to also say is this service is not just for our patrons that are on WIC.
Right.
This is for anyone in our community.
Right.
So if anyone, if you know someone that's having a problem, or I also have been doing, like the safe sleep classes. I know we've touched on that before, but during my safe sleep classes, I talk about flange size and I talk about labor and delivery and postpartum depression, because that goes along with all of this, right?
Absolutely.
Like it's a holistic person. It's not just specific on one thing. And so when I'm doing those classes, I'm also talking about breastfeeding if the mom is open to that and or if she's on the fence. I want to give them as many tools as I can because it's easier to make a plan before you have baby than to try to figure that out before. So formulating these thoughts before delivery really makes a difference.
Absolutely.
It builds confidence before. So then if you run into a problem, it's like, whoa, I have a resource for one. Or I remember her talking about this and let's try this. So we talk about different holds. We talk about flanges, like we talked about, just, you know, like lanolin. It's a cream that you can put on, mm-hmm. and it helps with friction. It helps with chapping. And so just small things like that, that a lot of new moms don't know about, it's helpful.
That's great. That's great.
So anyway, National Breastfeeding Month. Yes. It's exciting for them to have a whole month. And I'm hoping that it brings more awareness. It starts that conversation, or even someone that didn't breastfeed their first child, it brings that thought to their mind.
Yes, yes.
Because going into winter, yes. we're going to have all these illnesses, right? COVID is spiking again. People are having upper respiratory infections. And so breastfeeding will help protect the little one some.
That's great. That's great. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Did you want to say anything else? I want to kind of plug our community baby shower if we can, because a lot of things we'll talk about there. But it is September 14th.
Yep.
That's a Saturday. We'll be there starting at 9. I think it's 9 to noon. Sarah will be there talking about safe sleep, talking about breastfeeding. Some of our other programs will be there. It is in Wellington at the Memorial Auditorium. We're going to have a lot of other vendors, food trucks, some big trucks that the older kids can play on.
It's exciting. Our first one was last year, yes. and we already outgrew Cali County,
yes.
their event center part.
It was a great turnout, and yeah. we're expecting the...
It's going to be exciting to be downtown where there's more traffic, and, you know, you don't have to be a mom to come. If you're a grandma, come. If you're a daycare provider, come and see us.
Right. If you're thinking about having a kid, you just haven't yet, but I mean...
Yeah, just come down and
absolutely
and spread the word. And just a plug for my safe sleep.
Yes.
With that, if you sat through the class, then we have free cribs to give away. Yes. You heard that right. Free cribs. So come down September 14th. Had to stop thinking. September 14th, Memorial Auditorium. If you have more questions, please give us a call. And watch Facebook. We'll definitely be putting updates on it there as far as, like, who's coming as vendors and stuff like that. If not, come down and hit the food trucks.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Sarah, thank you very much for your knowledge.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yes. All right. Thanks for listening to Straight Out of Sumner. And don't forget to check out our website at www.sumnercountyhealthdepartment.org. Thanks.